impressed. You are using a catechism now. whose idea was that?
Huh? 我对着你们能够用这个每个礼拜用圣经要理问答，我觉得非常的惊奇。
That's wonderful.
那真是很好。
Do you know who invented the first catechism?
你们知道是哪一位他首先有这个圣经要理的吗？
Martin Luther.
马丁路德,
my hero.
他是我心目中的英雄。
I think it's great to have catechisms.
我认为能够有这个圣经要理实在是很好。
Okay, let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, thank you that you are here right now.
主耶稣啊, 我们感谢你, 你现在就与我们同在。
And we pray that you will help us to see you a little more clearly this morning.
我们的祷告是你让我们能够更多更清楚地认识你。
Let us see your glory, your beauty, your power.
我们今天早晨能够看到你的荣耀，你的美丽，你的全能。
Help us to understand what you are doing all the time.
求你能够让我们更理解你在这整个时间里面你一直在做的事。
And help us to understand what you are doing in our own lives.
而且能够使我们更认同你在我们生命中所有的作为。
And understand how you are making us into a new creation every day.
能够更理解你是怎么样让我们每天都进入一个新造的我。
Thank you, Lord, for we know you hear our prayer in the name of Jesus.
我们感谢你, 我们知道你在这里, 我们祷告, 奉你的名, Amen.
Okay, I get to talk in English today. I'm so happy.
终于我今天可以用英文来讲到我很高兴。
I don't do that very often. Okay. So I where are the English speakers are mostly kind of over here in front and maybe I don't know where else you are, but I'm going to try to aim at some of these people. Now, in systematic theology, there is a topic called the attributes of God.
在系统神学里面有一个词叫做神的属性。
Now, don't worry, I'm not going to put you to sleep by talking a bunch of theoretical theology, so don't worry.
所以你们放心，我并不会今天早上会讲一些很沉闷，让你们会睡觉的一些神学。But
the attributes of God, the meaning of attribute is what is God like? How do you describe God? What adjectives are, you know, what kind of a God is God? That's what attributes are.
当我们说到神的属性的时候，这个属性这个字就是在形容神到底是个什么样的神。
And there's many things we know from the Bible about God. We know that He is eternal. We know that He is loving. We know that He is righteous. We know that He is faithful.
在圣经里面，我们认识神，他是永存的，他是他的慈爱，他是有怜悯，他是信实的，有公义，他是公义的。
And He's also all powerful and everywhere present. And He knows everything, and you know how to say that.
他不但全能的，他也是全知全在的。
Okay, yeah, okay. Now, but when you open the Bible to page 1,
当你打开圣经第一页的时候,
the first attribute of God that you discover about God, what is the first attribute that you discover about God on page 1 of the Bible?
你在圣经的第一页，你发现了神的什么属性呢？
He's creative, isn't he?
他的创造力,
He created everything.
他创造了所有的事。
Okay, so God has one of His most basic attributes is that creativity, and He is the creator, and He created everything out of nothing. In Romans chapter 4, 17, verse 17, said He created everything out of nothing.
所以神的第一个属性在罗马书第四章十七节说，他从无创造出万有。
Yeah, in that much better translation in Chinese than in the English Bible. Sometimes you need to check your Chinese Bible because it's a better translation than the English in that case.
在中文的翻译的比英文好，在这一节上面。
Okay. Now, God is a creative God, and He is not just He didn't just create once with you know the Big Bang. He is continually creating all the time, every minute, every second.
神是一个蛮有创造力的神，他并不是只是做一次的创造，而是他一直不停的在创造。
Okay, now.If God is continuously creating, what kinds of things is He creating?
如果神他是一直不停的在创造，那么他到底还在造什么呢？
Probably a lot of things we don't know, all the things He's creating, you know, in the universe.
可能在宇宙间仍然有许多事情我们不明白。
But there's one thing that He seems to really love to create. He really, maybe in His own eyes, the most important thing that He creates, and He loves to create, there's one thing.That he really loves to create.
可能其中有一件事是他最喜爱的，他一直要做的。
Can you guess what that is?
你们猜是什么呢？
2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17, verse 17 says, If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. That person is a new creation.
在哥林多后书第五章十七节里面说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
And you know, I think that's what God loves to create more than anything else. He likes to create new people. He likes to create a new you and a new me.
那就是神一直想要喜欢做的，就是一直创造一个新的你我。
So when a person believes in Jesus,He and has a really a life relationship with Jesus, then God creates that person into a new person.
所以当一个人他要信靠耶稣的时候，神就创造了一个在这个关系里面一个新的人。
Now, how does God do his creative work? How does God create?
到底神是怎么样来做这个创造呢？
What is his method? What tools does he use to create?
他用什么样的工具来创造呢？
How did he create light?
他怎么创造生命？
He said, let there be light, and there was light.
他说，让这里有生命，就有生命。
So how did he create? He created by speaking. He said something.
他是用说话说来创造。
You know, in Psalm 33, I'm not sure I can do this in English, but Psalm 33, verse 9, he says, He spoke and it came to being, and He commanded and it stood firm. Have you got that memorized?
诗篇三十三篇里面说，他说有就有，
他
就说立，
命立就立。Okay, 他很厉害。Okay.Yeah, 金弟兄他的他悲伤，我这些我都没有献给他的。Okay, okay. Now, so he spoke. Okay, now, when God creates a new you, a new makes you into a new creation, how does he does it by speaking?
可是神怎么创造你呢？他并不是说这样子说了就创造了你。
Okay, and what does he say? Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
让我们看哥林多后书第五章。
Starting with verse 17,
第十七节,
and we'll read to the end of the chapter there, and you'll see what he says to create a new you. Okay, I'll read it first in English. In English, starting with 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God.Who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
第二章的第十七节一直到末了。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。 所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借着我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
God creates by speaking, and he creates a new you, a new me by speaking. And what does he say? He says, your sins are forgiven. That's what he says.
当神用说话创造你我的时候，创造一个新的我的时候，他说什么呢？他说你的罪赦免了。
And that's just an announcement. An
那是一个宣告。
And he says your sins are forgiven, and now you are counted as being righteous. You're righteous, and righteous means perfect. You are. I see you as though you were perfect.
所以当他说你的罪赦免的时候，他就是宣告我看你算你。是唯一的，是个完美的。
You know, in my eyes, he says, in my eyes, you are perfect without any flaws. There are no flaw. Nothing. There's nothing wrong with you. By 100% perfect. I'm sorry. I'm trying.
所以他的意思说，他在我的眼中看你们是纯全，是没有瑕疵的，是百分之百完美的。
Yeah. Now, you know, this announcement.Just makes a new creation. And we discover that this forgiveness of sins has such a tremendous power of creativity that Paul says makes everything new.
所以当这样一个赦免的恩典，它有极大的能力，就像保罗说的，它创造了新的一切。
And it makes everything new, not only in terms of who you are, but it makes everything new in your life. There's a creativityin the forgiveness of sins that makes you to begin to live a new life.
在这个赦免的爱里面，它使我们变成新的，而且在我们新的生命里面有了爱。
Yeah. Now this is kind of a mystery because nobody can figure out why that works that way. There is a novel by a 19th century French, one of the literary giants of France in the 19th century, called Victor Hugo, and the novel he wrote in French was called Les Misérables.
Okay. 在这个有个法国的作家叫做雨果。
Victor Hugo. I don't know what it is.
What's the name of the?
悲惨世界, huh? Is that right? Yeah.You know, you don't know the book, but you've all seen the movie. 悲惨世界, is that right? Yeah, okay. Have you seen the movie? You don't go to movies. Okay, now, the young people, none of them know about the book, Les Miserables, but they all know the movie. Okay, so, but if you really, you should read the book because there's parts of this book that bring it out better than the movie does. There is the hero of the book is a man named Jean Valjean.
Okay. 这本书里面，《悲惨世界》这本书里面描写了一个英雄。我想他就用这种书来描述我们怎么被改变。
Yeah, he is not exactly 英雄, he's more like 一个主角。Okay, now, but You know the story of Jean Valjean, do you? Do you know the story? It was a terrible time in France. The economy was just in the pits. Nobody had any money. He stole some bread for his sister's kids, some bread. And he got caught and he was sentenced to 18 years in prison.
那你是讲到说在法国他经济大萧条的时候，他为了他姐姐的孩子偷了一些面包，结果被判禁狱18年。
Okay, you know this story. You know it was 我怎么知道他知道这个故事，他说姐姐不是妹妹啊。You know, because it was his older sister. Okay, he was in prison for 18 years. And in those 18 years, he just became totally bitter, angry, full of hate. And everybody in the world was his enemy.
因为在关了十八年，所以他变成一个非常苦读的人，所以他看到每个人都是他的敌人。
And then he was released after 18 years, and he didn't have any money. He didn't have any means of supporting himself. He decided he knocked on the door and asked somebody, "Could you give me some work for a day, and give me something to eat?"
所以十八年以后，他出狱了以后，他没有办法做任何工作，他甚至去敲人家的门去求一点食物。
Yeah, he said, and he said, let me work for one day, and if you give me something to eat. And it happened to be the home of a bishop in the church.
Oh, 他去找人敲门，要求有一天的工作能够换取食物。正好他找到了有一个主教的门。
Now, the reason I say you should look at the book because it brings this out better than the movie. Because the guy says, "Oh, that's fine. I'll give you work to do for a day, and we'll give you. You can have your meals here, and you can sleep here, spend the night. Okay." So he spends the night there.
所以当这个人接待他的时候，他说是我可以给你工作，你可以在这里吃，甚至你可以在我家睡觉。
So he goes to sleep at night, and then he wakes up in the middle of the night, and he sees a couple of candlesticks.
所以当他早上起来的时候，他在这个房间里看到了他们家里有一个很漂亮的蜡烛台。
Yeah, there were two candlesticks. Is silver, very very expensive silver candlesticks.
他看到两个非常漂亮的银质的烛台。
Okay.He puts them in his bag and he slips out of the house before daylight, you know. And he gets out of the house, he's walking on the street. And of course, the first person he runs into is that policeman. You remember the policeman? He runs into the policeman, he says, "Oh, good morning, Jean Valjean. What do you have in your bag there?"
他一早他就偷了这两个银烛台，他摆在他的袋子里，他就走了。结果没想到第一个碰到的就是一个警察，那个警察就跟他打招呼说，你找啊，你的那个袋子里是什么东西。
And of course he looks at the candlesticks. He knows where they came from. They came from the bishop's house. And he says, okay, let's go back and talk to the bishop.
所以当这个警察一看到这个银烛台的时候，他知道那个是主教家里的，他就说我们现在回去。
Now this is where you should read the book, because it's not so clear in the movie. They go to the bishop's door, and the bishop opens the door, and the first thing he says is, "Oh, my friend, you left so early. You didn't eat breakfast. I hope you didn't forget to take those candlesticks that I gave you."
当这个主教开门的时候，他第一句话就讲了说，哇，你今天早上这么早就离开了，你也没有吃早餐，我希望你没有忘记我给你的那两个银烛台。
And the policeman said, the policeman said, "You gave him those candlesticks?" He said, "Yes, of course."
所以警察就很惊讶地问他说，这两个烛台是你给他的吗？他说是。
And if you read the book, you see the whole story. That's the pivot point of the whole story, because Jean Valjean's life totally changed after that. Completely changed.
所以你如果去读这本书的时候，你会知道这个 John 他的生命从那一个时刻起，他就完全的改变了。
And the change was created by what?Forgiveness of sin.
他的生命的改变到底是什么造成的呢？就是他那个完全赦免他的罪。
You know, I love this author because he really understood the gospel of Jesus.
我很喜欢这本书的作者，因为他实在摸到了、明白了福音的中心，耶稣基督的福音。
You see, forgiveness has a creative power.That just explodes. It makes a person completely change.
你知道这个赦免饶恕，它是会产生一个极大的能力，能够创造出一个新的人。
Okay, now God creates a new person by speaking. He speaks. What he says is, "Your sins are forgiven," and this forgiveness is a creative power to make a new person. What is the goal of this new creation? What is the ultimate goal of making this new creation?
当神说用说话说你的罪赦免了，他创造了一个新人，到底这个创造的目标目的是什么？
Okay, we find that in a couple places in the Bible. One of them is Romans chapter 8, verse 29.
我们在圣经里面有几处都说到到底会是什么目的，在罗马书第八章的二十九节这样说。
Here it says, "For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers."
罗马书第八章二十九节，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
So God's plan from the very beginning of creation that was that every Christian is going to become like Jesus. You're going to become conformed to the image of his son.
所以在创造神的创造里面，他其实有个目的，就是每一个新造的人都要磨成像他儿子耶稣基督的模样。
Now it's very interesting in the catechism that you recited this morning. Why did the Son of God have to become human so that he could live a perfect life on behalf of us and take the punishment of our sin?
所以今天早上你们读的圣经要理很有意思，正好就说到为什么这个基督他神必须成为一个完全的人，所以他可以替代我们的罪。
Also, another reason God had to become a human being is so you and I could see what God is like.
另外一个原因就是他成为人，使我们可以完全看到认识神到底是像什么。
Jesus said in John chapter 14, he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
所以耶稣在约翰福音十四章说，你们如果看见了我，就是看见了父。
And Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 says, Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
在哥罗西书一章十五节说，基督就是那个神的像。
Yeah, so if Jesus is the image of God, okay, and you look at Jesus, you become more and more like Jesus.
所以当你越看注目看耶稣的时候，你越来越像耶稣。
Then you are becoming like God.
所以你会越来越像神。
Okay, now this is the purpose of this creation, that you're going to be, everybody's going to be like Jesus.
所以这是创造神创造我们的目的，使我们越来越像耶稣。
Now, remember I said, creation is a continuous process. It's not just an instant.
请注意，我刚刚说到这个创造是一直在进行的，并不是只有某一时刻。
Yeah. Now, from one point of view, it is an instant. You know, to all who accept him, who receive him, who believe in his name, he gives them power to become the sons of God. That is an instant. That is just that's you. You're who you are. That's changed. You're the son of God.
从某一方面来讲，你到底变成一个什么人呢？那是一瞬间的事情。
你的身份。
Okay,
但是你变成什么样的一个人，那个是一个时间的过程。
Okay. Sure.
I'm sorry. Okay. The who you are, that's one moment. But the, you know, your identity.
Okay. 当你的身份，那是一瞬间所改变的。
Okay. Now, but the person you become, the new creation, that is a process over time that lasts until you take your last breath on earth.
当你成为一个像什么样的人，那是要花你一生的时间，直到你断了气。
Okay, now, how does that happen?
那怎么，这是怎么做成的呢？
If you would look with me at 2 Corinthians chapter 3,
让我们再看哥林多后书的第三章。
From verse 16 to verse 18, you see how it happens.
16到17节，我们来看他呢怎么说的。
Okay, here it says, but whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Now here also the Chinese Bible is translated much better than the English Bible, because it says in Chinese that your face is like a mirror. It becomes like a mirror. You reflect the glory and the beauty of Jesus because you're looking at Jesus, just like a mirror reflects your face. And you know, that's not in the English. And I tell my own kids, sometimes look at the Chinese Bible, don't read the English Bible.
在这里中文的翻译说到变成看见主的荣光好像从镜子里反照。 这个翻译的比英文好，所以我有时候告诉我的孩子说：“你们读圣经可以读中文。”你也这样子告诉你的孩子。
Okay, I don't know. Okay, now, okay, so okay, let's look at this. Let's take this apart. He says, "Where the Spirit is, there is freedom."
这里说哪里有灵，哪里就得以自由。
Okay, okay, now, so here you see this freedom, this great creative power involves a new kind of freedom.
这里这个创造力里面它有一个很大的自由。
Okay, now, this freedom, you know, people who study psychology, I have studied many years of psychology, people who study psychology, sociology, behavioral science, you know, the more you study this, the more you realize that many things about me were decided by my past.
在我们读心理学、读行为科学这些学问的时候，我们会发现我们今天的这个我其实是 根据许多过去，有很多过去的因素。Yeah,
it was decided.
不是被我的过去的历史来决定今天我成为什么样的。
Much of me is decided by heredity, by environment and experience.
根据过去的经验，根据过去的环境，过去的遗传，那你今天成为什么样？
But what happens with this creative power of forgiveness is that we discover I don't have to be decided by all of these things in my past.
这个赦免的饶恕的这个能力就是说我可以不需要被我的过去所牵制。
You know, there's a certain new freedom that comes, freedom from the guilt of the past, but also freedom from certain habitual behaviors and thoughts that used to just bind me, and I'm set free from those things.
我可以从过去那些坏的习惯，把我捆绑的那些习惯里面得到释放。
Now that's the first kind of freedom. The second kind of freedom that he talks about is a very interesting kind of freedom.
这是第一种的自由，那么我们现在来看第二种很有意思的自由。
Here Paul says, originally, because of my sin, I could not see Jesus. It was like there was a veil over my face. You know, I was just living in my own self-centered life, and I could not see Jesus, like there was a veil on my face.
这里保罗说，我不能够看见耶稣基督，是因为我自己里面的罪使我好像隔着一个帕子，我看不见耶稣。
But as soon as I turn to the Lord, it's like this veil is removed.
在什么时候我一转向主这个？ 这个帕子就除去了。
And I can see Jesus as he really is, in all his beauty and glory, and all the wonderful things about Jesus. I start to see Jesus.
什么时候我的这个帕子一除去， 我就可以看到了耶稣他像神。
And the more I look at Jesus, the more I start to change.
我越注目耶稣，我就开始改变。
You know, and so that change is so different from what everybody else thinks the way people change, including psychologists.
而这个改变是跟所有心理学所讲的那个改变是不一样的。
You know, it's not like it's different from American philosophy. Did you ever read the biography of Benjamin Franklin in school? Did you ever read Benjamin Franklin's biography? No, somebody's kind of saying. You don't remember. He read it, but you don't even remember.
Is that
Whiting, is that your son next to you? He said, okay. No. Okay. Benjamin Franklin, in Benjamin Franklin's biography, he says, one year, at the beginning of the year, January 1st, he made a list of all of his flaws, everything wrong with him, and he was going to change them in this year.
这个作者他说他在每年的第一天的时候，他把他所有生命他的坏习惯做错的都写出来。他说我今年要把它改变。
You know, 他的缺点，他的毛病， 他的, you know, and then at the beginning of the next year, on January 1st, he looked at this list and he hadn't changed one thing.
到明年的1月1号的时候，他再把这个表拿出来看，
Okay, so you know, it's not the way that God changes this is not like what Benjamin Franklin was thinking. It's not like what the scribes and the Pharisees were thinking. You know, you just have to try harder. It's not like what the Buddhists think. You know, the Buddhist way of changing is kind of like 修行, 修气. I don't know how to say that in English, but you don't have to say it in English. You can say it in Chinese.
在这里的改变就不是像那个作者所写的。 也不是像很多修行的人他们所要的改变。
You know, you just look at Jesus, and the more you see Jesus, it's very interesting. Have you ever noticed the more you admire somebody?
这里说你要一直注目耶稣，你知道很有意思的是，就是说你什么是你尊敬一个人的话。
You know, your Chinese is wonderful and your English is wonderful, but it's not exactly 尊敬, it's more like 欣赏, okay?
欣赏.
The more you 欣赏, the more you, really, his English is great. I asked him about attributes of God. I thought, boy, that's going to be hard. He said, oh, I know that. That's 属性. Okay, but the more you admire a person, the more you become like that person. It's just, you don't, it just kind of happens almost unconsciously. The more you sinsang a person, gradually you just become like that person.
你越欣赏越敬仰某一个人的时候，你就越来越像。敬仰,
oh, that's a new word to me. I don't know. Okay, so yeah. Okay, now, and he says, this is all done by the Lord. It's not done by you. You don't do it. It's done by the God, the Spirit of God. Okay, now, so this is a process. All you have to do is keep looking at Jesus, and the more you look at Jesus, look, pay attention to all the little details of everything he does and says, and the more you understand and look at Jesus, the more you fall in love with Jesus, you admire him, and you just think, oh, Jesus is so great. Then what happens is you're looking at Jesus, your face becomes like a mirror, and it reflects Jesus, and you become like Jesus, and you didn't even notice it.
当你越与主越敬仰他，你越仰望他的时候，你的越来越像个镜子，反照出主的形象。
So you look at in the New Testament, you look at Jesus' compassion. Jesus saw this man filled with leprosy, and the first thing he was just filled with compassion.
你知道在新约里面看到了耶稣，他是充满了怜悯。他看到那些长大麻风的人，他心中对他们有怜悯。Yeah，懂了慈心呢
，in Mark, you know that's okay. But and also you look at Jesus' self-denial. You know, if anyone wants to follow me, he must take up his cross and deny himself.
而且耶稣他也舍己，他说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己背起他的十字架。”And
Jesus did that first, yeah. And, you know, and so you see that more. You think, boy, that's wonderful. Look at Jesus' obedience.
我们也看到了耶稣他的顺服。
Philippians chapter 2 says he took on the form of a servant and was obedient, even obedient to the death on the cross.
腓立比书第二章八节说他顺从神，甚至取得顺从以至于死。
Yeah, right. 举奴仆的形象. Yeah, okay. Okay, so yeah, okay. He was obedient. And even at the last night in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, Father, if it's possible, take this cup away from me. I don't want to drink this cup. But then he said, but your will be done, not mine.
甚至他在最后一夜在克西马尼园的时候，他说，父啊，若是可行，把这杯拿走，但是但愿你的旨意成全。And
you see Jesus' obedience. You see his humility. You see his humility. He said, come unto me, all you who are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn from me, for my heart is humble and lowly in heart.
他不但这样的顺服顺从，而且他心里面柔和谦卑。他说：“你们可以负我的轭，我的轭是容易的，是轻省。”Humility.
You see his servanthood, we just mentioned that. He said, because I came not to be served, but to serve. And whoever would be great among you must be the servant of all.
而且他说我来了人子来不是要受人的服侍乃是要服侍人。
And you see his kindness.
我们也看到了他的恩慈。
Yeah, you know, when Jesus met Bartimaeus on the road, I think I talked about this once here. And you know, you remember Bartimaeus, the blind beggar? The blind beggar, and everybody was, he said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And everybody was saying, don't bother Jesus. Jesus is very busy. He's got to get to Jerusalem. He doesn't have time for you. You know, the whole, all the evangelistic healing meetings were over last night. You didn't come last night. Maybe you can come next year. They told, don't bother Jesus. Jesus is busy. Remember? Do you remember when I preached that sermon? Yeah. Okay, and you remember, and I said, love is patient and kind. You remember my definition, my translation of patient and kind? I won't... Do you remember that?
I need to translate.
Okay.
我记得我在这里讲过这个有关于耶稣的恩慈这件事，还记得他在马可福音里面讲到耶稣碰到了一个瞎子，讨饭的瞎子叫做巴迪买，当他要求耶稣说大卫的子孙你可怜我医治我，他的门徒们都拒绝说你耶稣很忙，你为什么昨天晚上没有来参加这些医治大会，你最好明年再来。
And then you remember I said love is patient and kind. My definition of, I can't do this in English, I have to say, my translation of love is patient and kind is 爱是很有时间不怕麻烦尊重人的感觉保护人的尊严。That's patient and kind.
But you need to translate for this English.
How do you say it in English? That's your job. No, that's my job. I'm sorry. Love is patient. Patient means he just always has time, never too busy, and kind means respects people's feeling and protects their dignity. Yeah, that's kind of okay. You see Jesus' forgiveness.
我们看到了耶稣的另外的一个饶恕赦免。
You know when he was being when the soldiers were nailing the nails.
当兵丁们用钉子钉他的时候。
In his wrists and his feet, he was saying, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing."
当他被钉在十字架上的时候，他说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
”You know, really, it's not a matter of sort of using your willpower and say, "I'm going to get better and better every day in every way. I'm going to get better and better." It's a matter of just looking at Jesus and looking at, just every day, look at Jesus and again and just kind of discover all the wonderful things about Jesus, and then pretty soon you will discover that you have changed and you're more like Jesus.
这里并不是说你要靠你自己的努力怎么样去变成像耶稣，而是你每天不断的跟耶稣亲近，你注目他，所以你慢慢的不知不觉的你就像越来越像。
You know, because you're so sure that Jesus is so wonderful. And you just want to be like him. Let me tell you a story, a last story, and then we'll quit, okay? There is a Russian author.
有一个俄国人。
Okay, a 19th century Russian novelist called Leo Tolstoy.
有个俄国的这个19世纪的一个小说家，他是叫做托尔斯泰。
Yeah, did you ever read anything by Tolstoy? Okay, Whiting's son, did you ever read anything by Tolstoy? He's saying no. Okay. Okay, what do they teach you in high school in New Jersey? In New Jersey, okay, I won't get it. Okay, they teach you this. Okay, Tolstoy wrote a story called "Where Love Is, There God Is."
这托尔斯泰写了一本书，说爱在哪里，神就在哪里。
Okay, it's very interesting. His story was about an old man who was a shoe. Not a maker, but a fixer, a repair. He ran a shoe repair shop.
这里面书里面讲到的是有一个人是专门修鞋的。
And his name was Martin. And he was old. His wife had already died. He didn't have any children. He was all alone.
这个人，老人， 他的妻子死了， 他也没有孩子， 他只是一个独自的一个人。
And his shop was kind of half underground, so the windows, through the windows, all he could see was the feet of people walking back and forth.
所以他住的房子是有一半在地底下， 所以他在房间里看出来的时候， 几乎是只能看到人走路的脚。
But it was winter in Russia, very, very cold, bitter winter.
在俄罗斯的时候， 那个冬天是非常冷的。
And he wasn't sure. One night he was going to bed, and he heard a voice. And he wasn't sure, was this a dream? Or was he really hearing a voice?
有一天晚上当他睡觉的时候， 他听到了一个声音， 可是他不确认 到底是在梦中， 是在做梦呢， 还是真的一个声音？
But this voice said very clearly, Martin, Martin, I'm going to come and visit you tomorrow.
而这个声音却是那么的清楚， 叫着他的名字说， 我明天要来拜访你。
And the voice said, I am Jesus, and I'm going to come and visit you tomorrow.
而这个声音说话的人说， 我就是耶稣， 我明天要来看你。
And Martin was thinking, how could Jesus come and visit me? Jesus has been dead for a couple thousand years, but I heard this voice.
那他说这个Martin， 他说怎么可能呢？ 耶稣已经死了几千年了， 但是他确实好像听到这个声音。
But you know, Martin was a believer. He believed in Jesus, and he was a real Christian, and he thought, I think I heard Jesus say that.
而这个Martin 他是一个信徒， 他信耶稣， 所以他说我真的听到了。
So he went to bed, he went to sleep. The next morning he got up, he made his breakfast, he put a big pot of soup, hot soup, on the stove for lunch, you know, and he started fixing shoes.
所以第二天早上他起来以后， 他开始煮一些汤， 他摆了一锅的， 热了一锅汤在炉子上， 然后他开始做他休息的。
And so he was fixing shoes, and then, you know, first thing happened was an old retired soldier came into the shop, and he said, it's so cold outside, can I just sit here and warm up a little?
这个时候有一个退伍的军人来到了他的房间， 说外面这么冷， 我能不能进来在这里休息？
And he said, okay, that's fine, you know him. And he sat there and he talked for about 2 hours. And I don't know how to say this in English, he just complained and for 2 hours about life is really hard, he didn't have any money, and the government is all so bad, and he just, you know.
所以当这个军人进来以后， 坐在那里就发了2个钟头的牢骚， 怪政府， 怪这个都没有钱。
And then Martin said, well, just cast all your cares upon Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 5, cast all your cares upon Jesus because he cares about you. And he comforted him with words from the Bible.
所以当这个鞋匠 Martin， 他就用神的话 跟他安慰他，用彼得前书的话说：“你当转眼仰望耶稣来安慰他。”
That's right, just like the song we sang this morning. And you know, and then this old guy left, and then a young woman, maybe just 20 years old, came into the and she was carrying a little baby, and the baby, it was still in the stage of nursing, and the young woman, her clothes were so thin, and she came inside and she said, can I rest here a few minutes?
所以当这个老军人走了以后， 接着来了一个年轻的 抱着小孩的妇女， 这个妇女 身上的衣服那么单薄， 她说我能不能在这里休息一下？
And she said, I haven't eaten for 2 days. My husband is in the military, and his base is just, you know, down the road. If I can make it to his base by tonight, there will be a place where I can stay, where I can live, and I can be warm. Could I just rest here a little? And so she said, of course. And he said, I haven't eaten for 2 days. And he said, well, here's a big pot of soup. Here, have some soup. And he fed her soup.
所以当这个年轻的女人说，我已经走了2天了，我要到我丈夫他当兵。 他的营地离这里还有到晚上，我希望能够到那里，我已经2天没吃东西了。 那个马丁说，这里有 有个热汤你可以喝一点。
So she had soup, she, you know, he gave her some bread and some soup, and she nursed the baby, and then she was going to go, and Martin said, here, take my overcoat, my big, it's too cold out there, take my big coat before you go. So he gave her his coat.
所以他不但让这个年轻的妈妈喝了汤吃了面包让他抱使他的孩子温暖然后他要走的时候又说你这样子你可以拿穿我的大衣去他就把他的衣服给了这个年轻的妈妈
So she left and then Martin kept on fixing shoes and doing his work and then later in the day an old lady a little boy about 8 years old came running in
所以当这个还年轻人妇女走了以后她就继续工作一直到了傍晚来了一个八岁的小孩
and the little boy came in and he just came running he didn't say anything but he said he went and kind of he tried to hide behind a curtain
所以当这个小孩也没说什么话他跑进来以后他就试着想要躲在一个帘子的后面
and then a minute later an old ladyCame in with a big stick, and she was looking for this boy. And she came in. Where's that boy? You know, and she found him, and she was going to start to hit him.
几分钟，一个年长的妇女跑进来，说：“你拿着一个竹子，她进来要打人。”她就说：“这个孩子跑到哪里去了？”
And then Martin said, "What's going on? What's happening here?" And she said, "He stole an apple from me."
所以当这个 Martin 就问说：“你到底发生什么事？”这个老人说。这个孩子他偷了我的苹果。
And this was it was the only job, the only work she had was to sell apples on the street corner. That was her living, to sell apples. And he stole my apple.
而我的工作，这个苹果，我是卖苹果的，那是用来支持我生活的。可是这个孩子他偷了我的苹果。
And then he brought the boy out and he said, what did you, and the boy said, yeah, because the boy said, the boy also, he had not eaten for 2 days either.
所以他把这个孩子抓出来，他说你偷了吗？这孩子说是，可是我也两天没有吃东西。
You know, it was really bad in Russia. The economy was terrible. Everybody was so poor. So the boy said, I was going to starve to death. And the old lady was so angry. And then Martin separated them and he said, okay, I'll buy that apple from you.
所以当这个孩子那个时候的俄罗斯的经济那么的差所以很多人没有饭吃所以这个时候这个 Martin 说那这样吧我来买这个苹果。
So he bought the apple from the woman.
所以他从老人这里买了苹果。
She bought the apple that he already stole. And then, so he said, now that's your apple, you can eat it.
所以他付了这个他偷了这个的苹果的钱说告诉孩子说你现在可以吃了。
And then he said, now I want you to say, I'm sorry to this old woman.
我现在要孩子，你跟这个老人道歉。
And then he said to the woman, "Now you want to, I want you to say to the boy, 'I forgive you.'"
他告诉这个年长的说，你要说我赦免了你。
Okay, so the, you know his whole day, it was just one thing after another like this the whole day.
所以整天就是这样不断的发生这些事情。
And that night he was getting ready for bed and he started to lie down. He thought, "Hey."
他那天晚上就。要睡觉的时候，他躺下来。
Jesus said he was going to come and visit me today.
他说：“哎，不是吗？耶稣说他今天要来看我啊。”
He said I forgot all about that, but
他说我竟然忘记了。
He said maybe I just imagined it. Maybe it was my imagination.
他说可能这只是我的想象吧。
So he lay down to go to sleep.
所以他躺下来进入准备睡了。
And he heard the same voice.
他听到同样的声音
that said, "Inasmuch as you have done it to one of these my brethren, you did it for me."
他听到这个声音说，你坐在这个小子中最小的一位的身上，你就是坐在我的身上。
And he knew that Jesus had come to visit him.
他知道耶稣确实来过了。
But you see.He was not using his willpower to become better and better and better every day. He just because he knew Jesus, he loved Jesus, he admired Jesus, he thought Jesus was so wonderful. By the time he was an old man, he had become just like Jesus, and he didn't even know it.
你知道，当这个 Martin 他并不是靠他自己的励志要怎么样做好，而是他因为一直爱耶稣，所以他不知不觉的他就像耶稣。
Okay, that's the good news for you this morning.
这是今天早晨给大家的一个好消息。
Jesus is making you into a new creation.
耶稣在你里面，他创造了一个新的人。
And you don't have to do anything to make that happen.
你根本你不需要做任何事。
All you have to do is look at Jesus, every day look at Jesus, and just admire Jesus and love Jesus, and it will happen.
你只要每天爱耶稣，每天敬仰耶稣，你注目转望他。
So I love that song that Jonathan led us in this morning. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. That's all you have to do.
我喜欢今天早晨这一首《当转眼仰望耶稣》。
And you know, Jesus does all the rest. Okay, let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Jesus, thank you so much. You did it all for us.
Yes, 耶稣，我们感谢你，你为我们做了所有的事。
You lived the perfect life.
你活着一个完美的生活。
You died the perfect death for our sins.
你为着我们的罪，你也完全的死了一个完美的死。
And now you allow us to just look at you and pay attention to everything about you.
而现在你要我们只真的是全然的仰望注目你。
And the more we love and appreciate you,
当我们越欣赏你，越看你。
The more you are changing us,
你越就会越来越改变我们。
Day by day, moment by moment,
每一个时刻，每一天。
Month by month and year by year,
每一个月，每一年。
And that is, you're doing that. It's from the Spirit of God, and we just can accept and enjoy it.
那是你借着神的灵所做的，我们所能做的只是打开，我们高兴的、欢喜的接受。
Thank you for all of that in the name of Jesus.
我们为这所有一切感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.